Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. I have been in hospice practically my entire adult life. And it's a little bit odd because hospice, as people know, is about caring for people who are dying. And friends and family and people I encounter always comment when they first hear about my work with hospice of, oh, that's death. How can you stand to do that for that long? Or how do you manage always talking about death or dying, or think that people who are in our field have some immunity to death and loss? Hospice work is indeed sacred work because we get to witness people at the end of their life when all the fluff of their life no longer matters. It's the essence of who they are as a human being, and we get to support them in that last few days or weeks or months of their life and get to know them in a often deep and profound way. And so we can never forget as leaders that this work is caring for people at the end of their life who are dying, and we don't get a second chance. So when we have our staff with their caseloads of patients who are dying and whose loved ones are looking to our staff for guidance, we as leaders must remember that it takes a toll on our staff to do this sacred work. And how are we encouraging them, supporting them, and allowing them to get to know and care for these people and then grieve when they die? Death is a part of life, and there are organizations that understand that, that share with their staff the deep and meaningful relationship that patients and staff can have and appreciate it and acknowledge when someone has died that it's not easy. And yet they have to go and admit another patient who is also dying. So acknowledging our staff and supporting them to do the job that they do so well is exquisitely important. There are some organizations that simply see this as their job, and they happen to be there at a time when someone's sick and they are dying, and then it's time to go on and take care of the next one. I think there must be some fine balance between opening your heart and feeling and yet being strong and courageous and allowing that relationship to not cripple you but to strengthen you. I see some hospices around the country who are so vibrant about how they engage their community around the topic of living life fully. Even though we are caring for people who are facing the end of their life, we are about living life fully and embracing the time that people have left. One of the things that I believe really strong community-based hospices should do is engage the community around this topic of death, about life, about living until the end of your life, fully living until the end of your life. So there are programs that offer bucket list conversations where they have conversations with groups in the community about what you want for the rest of your life. There are programs who have embraced this national movement called Death Cafes, where different restaurants open a section of the restaurant and people come and you have a conversation about life and death and how you want your life to be led until the end of your life. And what is it you want at the end of your life? The more that we can talk about how you want to script the end of your life, the more you can live life to the fullness that you desire and make death, instead of a fearing of the grim reaper, something that we know each of us will face. But how do we want to live the full life that I've been given until the very last breath? And I believe hospices and palliative care organizations have a responsibility to their community to have those conversations, to make it more normal, to talk with children in schools, to talk with people in senior communities about their preferences and what they want. And then hospice becomes a bigger piece of the community, a more important part of the community, instead of the organization that simply provides pain relief to people at the end of their life. It becomes part of the fabric of the community about helping people talk about life and death and what they want for their life until their death. Some of the best hospices are the ones that can acknowledge that death happens and embrace life fully, not only for their patients and their families, but acknowledging it with their staff, with their volunteers, and with the community, versus the program that says, we're caring for people who are sick and dying, and do your job, come back tomorrow, and do it again, and never confront those tough issues about how it feels to do this work. Own it, acknowledge it, embrace it, and know it's part of the richness of life. We get to be a part of the richness of life until someone's death. What a gift that is. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.